Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Bustin' Loose Baseball with Grant and Danny. Interviews, analytics, and analysis on everything baseball in the nation's capital.
Let's get to the game of the year for the Nationals to this point. They're getting ready for this series against the Phillies, depending on when you're listening. Maybe the series has already begun, but we're taping this ahead of the Friday opener. The game of the year for the Nats at Chavez Ravine in L.A. was played on Wednesday afternoon on getaway day as they hung a 10 spot on the Dodgers with 12 hits, and they did it with five home runs for the first time all season. They hadn't hit three in a game as a team. And K-Bert Ruiz homered twice, three times in two games, almost homered five times in the series because he just missed two homers out to dead center. He and C.J. Abrams went back-to-back, which is so cool for this fan base to see those two guys connecting. Luis Garcia hit a three-run bomb down the line that effectively won the game. So you have those three young kids, the three bats that I would argue matter the most long-term for the Nationals, all hit a combined four home runs in the game. And they also got the two-run homer from Jamer Candelario. But tell me there's been a more fun game than that against the Dodgers, no less.
An exciting weekend for those guys. And those three young guys in particular, I want to point out one thing about each of those guys. K-Bert hit one from each side, which he'd struggled with power on the right side. He finally gets one out over the short wall in left field for the Dodgers. So exciting to see him have power on both sides of the plate now. C.J. Abrams hit a home run on a pitch that probably should have been hit the other way, but he pulled it and got it over the fence at Dodger Stadium. And I understand the ball was carrying a little bit more in that third game, but hitting a ball out of the ballpark at Dodger Stadium, Grant, is not an easy thing because of the heavy air that you get at L.A. at times. And so that was an impressive homer for a guy that's thought of as a soft-hitting shortstop at times. And then the other one, Luis Garcia, the opposite of what C.J. Abrams had done. A pitch off the plate or away for C.J. Abrams. A pitch off the plate in for Luis Garcia. Turns on it, keeps it fair, and rips it in a perfect spot to give them a three-run lead in a clutch situation. I mean, those are the sort of things that give you hope about this baseball team going forward. The young guys showing, even in the big situations, coming through, putting the ball over the fence. Those are the exciting things about this ball club right now.
Yeah, Ruiz, by the way, seven home runs in 47 games this season. He had seven in 112 games last season. The growth is obvious, right? I mean, he went from slugging 360 last year to 395 this year. OPS up from 670 to 705. Still a lot of room for improvement. I'm not telling you he's arrived or he's an all-star, but you've seen the growth. It's obvious. C.J. Abrams last year hit a total of two home runs in 90 games. He's got six in 52 games this year. Last year, he had an OPS of 600. Right now, he's at 692. We could talk about cutting down on the errors and some of what he's got to do defensively, but you are seeing major strides made where he's gone from slugging 320 to 400. You know, and the 400 slug, frankly, is right where you want him to be, because if he starts getting on base, you know, with some walks at a 360, 370 clip, now you're talking on an OPS up around 800 for C.J. Abrams. So, yeah, there's a lot to like when your young guys are hitting the ball out of the yard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, quick thoughts on the Phillies coming to town. A reunion of sorts. If you used to play for the Nationals and were beloved at some point, you might be on the Phillies. Your boy, I think your favorite Nat ever, maybe, Trey Turner. Bryce Harper coming back. Kyle Schwarber, who's sneaky one of my favorite Nats ever. I know he wasn't a part of the World Series team, and he was here after the collapse after that. But he gave us an unbelievable couple months of baseball. And one of my favorite months was just watching him hit first pitch homers and first inning homers for like every day for like 3 weeks in a row. But all those guys are coming back to Nats Park this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting series because Philadelphia is very much so underperformed.
Yeah, what is going on with them?
An interesting thing right here. I was just looking at some of the stats for the guys. Right now, Grant, there are only four players, not just eligible players, four players with a lower WAR for the Phillies in terms of hitters than Trey Turner. His WAR right now is 0.0. Derek Hall is a minus 0.1. Alec Bohm is minus 0.2. Josh Harrison, minus 0.6. And the guy you mentioned, Schwarber, minus 1.
Jesus.
Trey Turner has had a tough season so far, and we were talking about it at the ballgame. I don't know if it's something where you mess with a baseball player's routine and they're so routine-driven, and he played in the World Baseball Classic and obviously was one of the stars for the United States but just hasn't been able to get it going since. I don't know, but something has been very off with Trey Turner. Hopefully, you know, as a Trey Turner fan, he can figure it out, obviously, with the Phillies, not as worried. But I will say one thing, Grant, that's really cool is the fact that Bryce Harper has fought like he did to get back for that Phillies lineup. Whatever you make of Bryce Harper, he is an ultimate competitor.
Yeah, definitely is. I don't share the thoughts of most Nats fans in hating Bryce. We documented on the podcast a lot last year during the Soto combos, but he actually wanted to come back here, I think, a lot more than they wanted to bring him back. But we don't need to get back into that. You want to go see Bryce and the Phils, they'll be at Nats Park. And this is my favorite kind of series. It's a home series where Josiah Gray is going to pitch and Mackenzie Gore is going to pitch. Josiah Gray goes in the Friday game one against Zach Wheeler. So that is a matchup of a couple of the best pitchers on their rotation so far this year. I don't know if I would say aces quite yet in Gray's case. And then Mackenzie Gore is on the hill on Saturday for the 4:05 first pitch. I don't think the Phillies have announced their starter to this point, but the back-to-back Gray and Gore at home tandem is always what I look for.
Yeah, and let's see if Gray can continue to limit the walks and improve off of what he's done. And then with Gore, let's see if he can build off of that great outing against Kansas City.